Hi, Paul Slackus, Good News Broadcast, Good News Planet. I'm speaking with Dr. David Simpson, who's with Mount Sinai Icahn School of Medicine. Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. I said before we started, this hospital saved my life some years ago, and Mount Sinai does a great job there. Thank you, doctor, for that.
Sure.
And we're going to talk about more good things. Diabetic nerve pain, how it can affect you. Approximately 5 million Americans in 2020 here. Diabetic nerve pain, they speak a lot about this. And I think everybody that has some problem with their feet start to wonder, is it from diabetes? So how does that actually happen? Why do you get nerve pain from being a diabetic?
Of the 34 million Americans living with diabetes, about 10 million have a complication known as peripheral neuropathy. This is a disorder of the nerve endings that go down to the feet and the hands. And when they become damaged, this neuropathy causes symptoms such as numbness, tingling, pins and needles, and burning pain, affecting over 5 million Americans. And that pain can be very disabling physically and emotionally for patients.
That's for sure. I happen to have thought that I had it myself, peripheral neuropathy, but yes, there's some tests. They found out that it's not that. They feel that it's just some pain, and I don't have diabetes. And it's some pain in my foot. I've been dealing with this for 4 or 5 months. But the diabetic nerve pain, I know, is really troublesome. So how does somebody deal with it? And is it something that somebody can fix or not fix?
Well, the first important challenge is making the correct diagnosis, as you yourself experience personally. And it may require referral to a specialist, such as a neurologist, or a pain specialist. And once the diagnosis of diabetic neuropathy is made, then treatment should be offered. Unfortunately, the treatments we've had for painful diabetic neuropathy for decades have not been very good. They include mostly pills like antidepressants, anti-seizure medicines, even opioids, all with side effects. And we know the problems with opioids in the current opioid epidemic we live in. And that leaves the opportunity for new developments in treatment, including the recently FDA-approved Qtenza patch that we can discuss further.
Yeah, please do, because I went to 6 different doctors to be able to find out that they feel it's not that.
Right.
So, what is this patch?
Well, the Qtenza patch is something people can relate to because the active substance, capsaicin, is the substance in the hot chili pepper. So, for example, when you put hot sauce on your food, that burn you get is capsaicin. And that same chemical is embedded in this capsaicin patch, Qtenza. It's by prescription, put on in the physician's office, and the patch is put on the painful skin of the feet for 30 minutes and then removed. There's only minimal local side effects, such as minor irritation, and that application may provide up to 3 months of pain relief. I've had the opportunity of working in collaboration with Avaritas Pharma in their clinical research studies, as well as in treating my own patients with great success.
Interesting. Is this something that, is this a prescription, or how does somebody, a podiatrist or a neurologist, who suggests to do this, and who is doing this?
Well, this is a very recently approved medication for painful diabetic neuropathy, and so many physicians are not yet even aware of it. And we're doing our best to educate doctors. We appreciate the media, like yourself, in spreading the news. And once the physician makes the proper diagnosis of painful diabetic neuropathy, then they can prescribe this medication, and either they themselves or referring to another specialist to apply the patch to the patient that needs it.
How do you spell that? I just want to make sure. C-A-P-S-I-A-N, is that right?
Well, capsaicin is the chemical in the patch, and the brand name of the patch is called Qtenza. Q-U-T-E-N-Z-A. Q-U-T-E-N-Z-A. Qtenza.
Qtenza. Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, to find out that they said that I don't have peripheral neuropathy, they gave me a test where they, gave me a little shock.
Right.
I'll be honest, it was a little more than a shock. and they did that, so that was over a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that test twice, actually. And so this second neurologist wanted a double check.
Yes.
That I didn't have peripheral neuropathy. Okay? Is that how a doctor would, maybe you can tell the audience what that test is.
Sure.
Is this a way? Please do.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this is not always an easy diagnosis. Of course, it begins with a good history and physical exam, and tests such as you just mentioned, called an EMG.
That was it.
Electromyography entails electric shocks to the hands and feet and small needles put in the muscles. I actually do that test myself. I direct the EMG labs in my hospital. And that certainly is a helpful test to make the diagnosis. But even a normal EMG result does not always exclude the diagnosis of neuropathy. And that may require even more advanced and special tests to be done by a specialist.
And the first time they couldn't see, because this is on my left foot and towards the pinky toe, they couldn't really get a reading down that way. Did that happen?
Well, it does. It's a technically challenging test. It requires expertise to perform the test properly. I train my fellows after their neurology residencies for a year to do the test properly. But again, when the test is done properly, it may make the diagnosis of neuropathy. But as I mentioned, even a normal EMG test does not always exclude the diagnosis of what we call small fiber neuropathy, which can also cause pain in the feet. And that requires a skin biopsy done by a specialist.
Aha, uh-huh. Very interesting. How did they come up with this hot chili pepper?
Well, there are many, many years of research by a lot of very smart people that have led to the availability of this medication.
It wasn't conceived at a Mexican restaurant, was it?
It might have been. Who knows? Maybe on the back of a napkin.
Well, some great adventures have occurred in that approach.
Sure.
That's really good. Well, doctor, what's good news for you? What do you feel?
Well, I'm very optimistic. Of course, being both a researcher and a clinician taking care of patients, my first priority is to advance therapy for patients that need them. And clearly, this condition, painful diabetic neuropathy, is an unmet need, and I see this medicine, Qtenza, as a breakthrough, and I'm hoping that physicians around the country and around the world and patients learn about it and offer it to patients that may benefit from it.
There you go. Okay, well, 34 million here, and this is not just an American disease, is it?
No, although interestingly, this same drug has been approved in Europe for numerous years, well before it was in the States.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So we have it now, and thank you very much for sharing it, and thank you for taking the career that you have and working at such a great hospital in Mount Sinai. Thank you very much.
Well,
Doctor.
Thank you, and I wish you good luck with your own feet. Hopefully, they'll get better.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.